The Dane County Farmers Market is ready to return to the Capitol Square. As the largest producer-only farmers market in America, it will be celebrating its 52nd year. I'm Charity Seebecker from the Midwest Farm Report, and Jamie Bugel, market manager for the Dane County Farmers Market, says the biggest thing to note for this year are the impacts that the construction around the Capitol will have on traffic.
Many people might know about the bus rapid transit, BRT, stations that are being built right now throughout the city. And through early to mid-May on East Mifflin Street and West Main Street, there's two BRT stations being built. So with that, there's only one single lane of traffic. And on Mifflin Street, it's actually closed to vehicle traffic because the city has closed that intersection of State Street and the Capitol Square. So from Wisconsin Avenue to West Washington, you will not be able to drive your vehicle after 8 a.m.
So then if I am somebody that maybe I am bringing a big truck because I want to come in, I have a pickup from the farmer or something, how do I go about doing that?
Yeah, you'll want to talk to that farmer individually. So, you know, 3/4 of the square is still open to vehicle traffic. And I would say most of the farmers who have spots on that corner do have alternative plans for how their customers could pick items up. But that's definitely something to do on an individual basis.
So how many vendors do you guys have for this year, or even what types of vendors?
We have the same number of vendors that we did last year, which is around 220. But as you know, we kind of ramp up throughout the year as things come into season. And as a part of those 220, we have 16 new members. And a few of those new products that we'll see include Wisconsin-raised fish.
So take me through kind of that then. What are you seeing when it comes to trends in those new products, or even the geography of the vendors that they're covering, attendees coming, and you just mentioned fish. So give me all of that.
Yeah. So I guess I'm not noticing any particular trends, except that I do think that the reach of the farmers market for farmers has gotten a little bit wider than just Dane County. You know, most of our farmers are fairly close, you know, an hour or closer to Madison, but we are seeing a little bit of a reach into different parts of Wisconsin that we only have a few vendors from to begin with. And I think in terms of attendees, we're working with, Destination Madison is doing such a great job of promoting the city as well. And plus, we're having, I don't know if you knew, Bravo's Top Chef is featuring the market this week. So we're excited to get that national coverage. But we see the regular locals come and, you know, support their farmers, but also are seeing people who are visiting for the first time, which is super cool to be able to share what a special event it is.
If you had to give an estimate, just roughly how many attendees do come? Or even then, if I'm coming for my first time, what is the best time to come?
Yeah, so Downtown Madison Inc. actually was able to do accurate counts last year. And we saw anywhere in the range from 17,000 attendees to 23,000 attendees. And that's for, you know, the entire downtown area around the square. So I know we are one of the biggest things happening on a Saturday, but there's a ton of other stuff going on in downtown Madison on Saturdays as well. So it's kind of a nice ecosystem where we all work together to, everyone can have a great time on Saturday morning. Everyone can find something to do. And if you are coming for the first time or are a little bit nervous about navigating downtown Madison, I would say don't worry too much about it. One of the best parts about being on the square is that there's a parking garage on every corner, even more. There's a parking garage one block off the square in every single direction. You'll be able to find a parking garage. And I always recommend coming as early as you can, just because our farmers are producer-only farmers. So they're only bringing as much food that they can grow themselves and transport themselves. So they do sell out, and you really want to get the most diversity of products that you can. So try to get there as early as possible.
If I'm a farmer and interested in having a booth, How do I go about even doing that?
Yeah, so basically to join the market, which you have to join our wait list, but it's only about 2 years long right now. You know, a few decades ago, it was like 10 years long. But if you want to join our market and you have an allowable product, which means you grew it, you raised it like a pig or something like that, or you made it. So that is how the bakers are allowed into our market. They have to make everything from scratch. Then you are allowed to sell at our market. Of course, you need to follow food processing guidelines. We require baked goods and pickled products to be made in licensed kitchens, which is stricter than many farmers markets throughout the state. But if you meet those rules, you are allowed to sell at our market, and we never turn you away. You can come to any of our outdoor markets and just show up. And then to choose your spot, some of our vendors, they've been there long enough, and they have permanent spots, and they'll be in the same spot every week. But all of the other vendors, we call them daily vendors, and they will move around a little bit, but basically they're assigned one corner of the square. So they never move, you know, from one side near the Children's Museum to the other side near Cromogenation. They are always on one corner, so you're within sight of them if you're looking for a specific vendor.
So how long does the market go then throughout the year?
It goes through November 9th.
And you guys also have a Wednesday market, correct?
That's correct. Our Wednesday market starts on April 24th and will go through November 6th.
And what is the difference between the Wednesday versus the Saturday?
The Wednesday market is just a smaller sampling of the same vendors you find on Saturdays. So you'll still find, you know, in-season produce throughout the summer and the same beautiful flowers and baked goods, mushrooms, meat. So it's the same products, just of fewer vendors that are selling those products.
And for those who have maybe never been there, what would you like them to know? Or is there even something else that's new or important for those who have been attending? Anything that they should know?
Yeah, I think something fun that we don't always have is last year, in celebration of our 50th year, a few years prior, a few volunteers from the market, including Therese Allen, wrote a cookbook using recipes submitted by vendors and customers and chefs. And just created this cookbook of recipes with ingredients you can find at the market. And we'll be selling that at all of our markets this year. It's a great way to inspire your grocery shopping, but also like to have something physical to remind you of the market throughout the season. And I just want to share that we accept SNAP and EBT benefits. So if you are a food share user, you can bring your Quest card to our information booth at any of our markets and be able to spend your benefits with the farmers.
That was Jamie Bugel, market manager for the Dane County Farmers Market. From freshly picked asparagus and radishes to aged cheddar and even cured meat, you can really make some amazing meals with thoughtfully grown and crafted products from the Dane County Farmers Market. From the Midwest Farm Report, I'm Charity Seebecker.